So, Gary, yet another Donegal County Senior Championship decider this coming Sunday. And going in the local press and the back page of the Democrat today, there is 12 men who give their verdict on the team. 11 of the 12 have gone with St Eunan's. In 11 months, nearly 12 months, it's flipped around from where it was last year, because if we go back to last year, it was Niamh Connell that were the raging hot favourites. This time, it's St Eunan's. And I suppose it's a case of don't be writing the underdog off.
Yeah, a year's a short time in football, Harkin. And that's for sure, because Niamh Connell were talked about possibly the best ever team that came out of club, team that came out of Donegal last year, and they were going for that three in a row, so they were possibly making a big dent in Ulster. And this year, Eunan's are going for a back-to-back, and the word on the ground is that they're going to be the team that's going to make a big dent in Ulster. So talk about just a flip of the coin. 11-1, I can see why it is 11-1. I think that Eunan's have just drove on so much and have improved so much by far of all the teams in Donegal, whereas Glenties maybe are, you know, they failed to reach their own height in that final last year, and we haven't seen them this year get anywhere near the level that they were playing at last year. So it's justified, I suppose, you know, looking from the outside in. But then also, flip it around, it's perfectly set up for an ambush for Glenties as well. So it nearly reminds me of ourselves in 2016. Like, you know, we were completely written off against Kilcar in that final as well. And, you know, they're going to love the build-up this week. So they are. They're just written off at all quarters. And the experience they have is not as if they're a new team coming in here. Like, it's their sixth final in a row. And I think it's the sixth final I read somewhere recently between the two teams as well. And, you know, it's a phenomenal record. So they're going to have no nerves, no fear coming in here on Sunday. And, you know, sometimes a team like that is very, very dangerous.
Yeah. 111-4 points was how it finished last year. Are you expecting a tighter one this time around, Gary?
I'm sure Martin Regan and his main group of players and his coaching staff would have analysed that video in the depths of wonder upside down and realised, you know, the 4 points is not enough. If you remember, Lockheed was going out and they lost the final to Kilcar and scored something similar, and they kind of changed their traction then. I think we'll see that they're going to have to come with a more offensive game this week. I mean, they have the men to cause bother. So they have. There's a lot of talk after the St. Eunan's Kilcar game last week that Eunan's are possibly vulnerable with the high ball into the full back line. Well, Glenties have the men to hurt them there. You know, you've Charles McGinnis, Leo McLoone, of course, who missed the semi final against Guidoor. They'll be hoping to God that he gets back. That's two men in the six foot bracket that are well able to contest for the high ball in there. And the edge of square, and of course, we all remember when Glenties pipped Eunan's a couple of years ago in the final, it was a high ball in, and of course it was nearly like the ghost goal, I think they called it, that Leo got the ball in ahead of Sean Patton for the net. So, you know, there's going to be lots of swings and roundabouts within the 60 minutes or 70 minutes off the game, and you know, I think the two boys inside are going to have a major influence in the game. And I think Glenties, and they would have had 2 weeks, you know, and they would have been looking to work in their own game probably the first week, and I'm sure this week they'll be looking at, you know, where they can find weak spots in the Eunan's team, and you know, with men like Charlie McGinnis and Leo McLoone inside, you know, they're going to try and utilise them, and they have to utilise them because they have to score more than 4 points in the county final.
It's difficult to win back-to-back, Dr. Maguire, so does Gary. It's something that wasn't achieved in Glenswilly, and maybe apart from St Eunan's winning the three in a row, they've never done a back-to-back. Niamh Connell have done a back-to-back. It's a difficult thing to do, so it is.
It's wild hard. I remember we won in 2013. We came back to the final in 2014, and Eunan's actually beat us in the final. And, you know, hindsight's great now looking back, but they just had that wee bit of more hunger and wee bit more freshness, and, you know, and being neighbours as well, you know, it gives them an extra spur, so it did. And I think, you know, that this time they just seem such a good hunger about them. So they do, you know, I really find it hard to look past them. And, you know, and I think if they do get over the line on Sunday, you know, that they will give Ulster a good run. I just think there's so much energy over the field. So they have, and they've so much legs over the field. And, but, you know, with the likes of David O'Hurley and Rory Cavanagh, there, you know, they've done a superb job in developing the team over the last 12 months. And you know, when I look at their bench, like, it's ridiculous. Like, they could possibly put a team out who could compete in the intermediate championship and give it a hell of a rattle. So they could, their second team, when I look at the bench, you know, like Kieran Tobin, Brian McIntyre, Owen Dowland, you know, like Owen Dowland, Kieran Tobin were mainstays in the county under 20. This team, like Paddy McGinnigan, wasn't due to start last weekend. He started instead of Connor O'Donnell Jr., who they'll be hoping to God that he gets over the line. Huge loss for them in the semi-final last week, but has been probably playing his best club football to date. Has always done well, maybe for Donegal in underage teams and that, and has now started to produce that. I'll say it's definitely his best year to date in a Unions jersey for the club. You know, Conor Morrison on the bench as well at the weekend. Sean McVeigh, I think Sean McVeigh, was talking to someone during the week, has possibly gone for his fifth senior championship medal. So he is, you know, and he's a mainstay of the team there. So he has the last number of years. So where you flip that around, you have the Niamh Connell team, you know, some of them are going, the likes of Marty Boyle and the Brick and Leo and that are going, and Anthony Thompson going for their sixth championship medal. So talk about experience between the two sides. You know, I mentioned Peter Devine there. You know, Kilcar took the sweeper off him last week, so they did. And he really punished him. So he did. Like, he asked serious questions of them. I can see Niamh Connell learning from that and not letting Peter Devine have the space to dictate the play as he did last week.
Yeah. You obviously mentioned Connor O'Donnell Jr., who's hoping to be fitting well for the final. Peter McInniff, it's going to come maybe too quick for him to be ready. He, of course, came off with a hand injury in that semi-final one over Kilcare, and he's seen as a major doubt, and looks like he may not make the final this weekend. But from a Niamh Connell point of view, Ethan O'Donnell, there's a big question mark over Ethan O'Donnell as well. A hugely key member of this Niamh Connell side and the half-back line. And when he breaks those lines and he runs, he can really, really punish you. How weakened would Niamh Connell be if Ethan O'Donnell is not available on Sunday, Gary?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, when you compare Ethan to Peter, it's a very good comparison. Two players that are very instrumental to their team. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly that Ethan's probably one of the main men, like, you know, and the Niamh Connell, he's probably in the top one or two players that they need to be going well every day. And I don't think they have an able replacement. You know, yes, it's very hard to have an able replacement of a player of that quality to slip in there. The good thing for Ethan is that he's had 2 weeks. That'd be a real concern now if he only had the 7 or 8 days like last weekend. And I'm sure he's been to every cryotherapy and every ice bath and every burn and every river and every part of the sea over in Yarn and Port New and what have you, Oisin, in the last fortnight to try and get himself right. I would say, Oisin, you know, we'll see him togged and whatever he can give at the weekend he'll give, because it's a county final and county finals don't come around. So it's just not an order game. You know, people say it's an order game, but it's a county final, Oisin, and the prize is massive. You know, it's life changing. You know, to get the opportunity to win an order, Dr. McGuire, and the same for Peter McInniff. You know, I would know Peter a lot better having coached him here in the college and coached him in underage with Donegal, and that he has just the heart of a lion. And I know the word was that he was carrying. He got injured in the warm up, and he just had the determination and steel to play the game. He wasn't giving up a semi-final, and I know that sheer determination and grit that he has, that I'd be highly, highly surprised not to see him togged on Sunday. So if he doesn't make it, you know, talk about an able replacement. Kieran Tobin, the captain of the county under 20s, another fella who I know extremely well. And to me, Oisin, I would nearly rate Kieran as possibly the best man marker across their whole defenders. And, you know, someone who I would earmark who has massive potential to go on and play for Donegal as a man marking corner back. You know, when you look at the likes of Paddy McGrath that have stepped aside now, we're not exactly blessed with these man marking corner backs. And he's a man who I know Wells could come through the college here and have a coach to him in the summer then in Boston.
Okay then, so that's the big senior decider. Once again, it's a 4:30 throw-in for Niamh Connell against St Eunan's. Full live match commentary, of course, from that one here on Highland. Likewise, on Saturday, the day before, there's also the Donegal Junior A Championship decider is taking place. We'll have full match commentary as from the 3:30 start. Jeremy Doherty is going to do commentating for us along with you, Gary. You're going to be in the commentary position for that one. Letterkenny Gales against Cairn Donagh, just a couple of days out now, Gary. How do you see this one go?
Yeah, it's one I'm really looking forward to. You know, I would know quite a few of the Letterkenny Gales boys. I haven't come through the college here and worked closely with them. I would know a few of the Cairn Donagh boys. I haven't worked with them at the county teams and that, you know, the likes of Conor O'Donnell and Anthony Doherty, the Bushman, they call him, the half back line there. So, you know, I just think Letterkenny Gales coming into the game, you were talking there, Alfie, you know, about scoring 4 points. Letterkenny scored 4 points in the senior game. Or Letterkenny Gales in the final last year only scored 4 points. So they know they're going to have to change. You know, they were well beaten that final. They just never turned up in the day, and 4 points, you're never going to win any game with that there. And they're playing probably a more expansive game this year. They were beaten that final, well beat by Downings last year. They'd have beaten Buchrana in the 29th team final, if memory serves me right, Oshin. And they were beaten by 4 points that day. So I think this is their third final in 4 years. They're getting in, nearly reminds me of the intermediate final last weekend of Dunlow. I was saying to you last week on air that, you know, sometimes you have to lose 1-1. They've now lost 2. So you nearly feel, you know, that by the law of averages, it's their turn, and they've that much heart in the locker that you would feel, you know, that they're not going to let another chance pass them by.
Okay then, Gary, we'll wait to see how that one develops on Saturday as well. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the football over the weekend.
Okay, Oshin, thank you.